Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Hope you had a good weekend. I am Praying Medic, and this is my nightly news broadcast coming to you live on Cloud Hub, channel 115. Thank you for joining me on the broadcast. Got a little bit of cue, got a little bit of news, get you caught up with what has been going on the last few days. And you know what, before we get started, if you're looking for information about cue, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It's a good primer for Q, for people who don't know much about Q. People are new, they don't know, you know, what Q is all about, and they've read a lot of mainstream media articles which don't have a lot of helpful information. This book will give anyone a good understanding of what Q is about. Primarily, it's about the exposure of corruption. 17 chapters talk a little bit about the NSA, General Flynn, Admiral Rogers. There's quite a bit of information in the book about FISA and Spygate and how the Obama administration illegally spied on President Trump and how that is all being exposed. Calm Before the Storm is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and Book 2, Great Awakening, is going to be launched very soon. We are this close to getting Book 2 launched. All right, let's jump into today's Q drops. All right, so Q has not posted yet today, but I am broadcasting this. So maybe Q is just waiting for me to get done broadcasting and drop some posts. However, we have some posts from yesterday, the 11th. So first drop here, I'll draw your attention to the file name of the image is called Blackmail. All right, that's relevant. This is a chat log that has been posted by Q before. This has been around on the internet for a while. A lot of people have been discussing it. And it appears to be a game chat conversation between, oh, let's say, certain people in the deep state. And their conversation is very interesting in that it seemed, these people seemed to know certain things were coming ahead of time. So Q posted a link to a tweet by Rod Rosenstein and then said, and this is a quote from Rosenstein's tweet, "Thank you to our Justice Department and our federal law enforcement agencies for protecting our governors and all the rest of our people without regard to politics." That's obviously an allusion to Gretchen Whitmer and the fact that the FBI was able to intervene and stop the plot to kidnap her, apparently. And you know, nothing too innocuous about Rosenstein's tweet. Here it is. But Q responded to Rosenstein's tweet. "Do you trust your sources, Rod Rosenstein, RR in brackets?" By the way, just want to throw this out here. For those of you who have not been following for a long period of time, Rod Rosenstein has been a subject of Q's posts for many years, almost from the beginning. He usually, Q refers to Rod Rosenstein as RR. And early on, there was some discussion. Q was kind of hinting that maybe Rosenstein was working with President Trump. And then in other posts, there were suggestions that maybe Rosenstein was a black hat, was actually working with the deep state. Much of what Q posts is disinformation. It is intended to confuse the enemies of the president. But I'll say this, for the last year and a half, every time Q has mentioned Rod Rosenstein, his name has been in brackets, which is typically not a good thing. Q has indicated that brackets usually mean a kill box, military targeting square, if you will. And every mention of Rosenstein in the last year and a half has described him as a traitorous black hat who is going to be prosecuted and held accountable. So Q goes on, "Do you believe the election will be successfully rigged to avoid accountability?" All right, so here Q is basically teasing Rosenstein if he believes that the election's going to be rigged and Biden's going to win, so he won't be held accountable. "What do they have on you, dark secrets, Q?" All right, so blackmail is the file name up here. Now, Palpatine's revenge. You have these people chatting back and forth. And I'm going to zoom in here a little bit. You can see some of these. Here's the full image, but this is a little better image. So this Dooku joined the group and was saying Rod Rosenstein isn't taking any poo. He knows our friends have stuff on him. Okay, so Rosenstein is holding his own. He's not buckling to the pressure. And there is compromising information on him. Blackmail, in other words. So our friends, they have blackmail on Rosenstein. And Rosenstein apparently is compromised and he's being pressured by certain people to work against President Trump. I'm hearing that Mueller may be by the end of the week, right? So this is on, by the way, May 17th. If you can look closely, you can see it's May 17th at 2:31 p.m. This is May 17th of 2017. The date is relevant. All right, so this person, Dooku, says they've heard that the Mueller may be appointed special counsel by the end of the week, and that is an appointment by Rosenstein. This person said, hearing that too, White House will be blindsided. Let's put MF, Mike Flynn, back in the news. Can have S draw up a memo on Turkey with Erdogan thugs beating protesters in streets. It fits news cycle, and I'm sure we'll need a few more memos down the road. Good practice. So, again, they're talking about this on the 17th. I'm in S. You hear our friends in New York still have a secure connection. MF, Mike Flynn was mentioned in company groups too. Evidently, their work on Limey is paying off. Limey is Louise Mensch, by the way. And there's some discussion about Limey. Louise mentioned how she's been a useful idiot for the deep state. Okay. Okay, Huck, keep that connection open, expecting something to come through the pipeline a little later. Just stall them. Robert Mueller is happening tonight, so they'll have plenty to cover. So somehow they knew, this person, Jules, knew that Mueller was going to be appointed that night. Now, here are some news headlines from the next day, from May 18th. DOJ names Robert Mueller special counsel in Russia investigation. The day next day. How about that? Three articles, one from the New York Times, one from Reuters, and one from McClatchy, all taking shots at General Flynn. Michael Flynn told Trump transition team that he was under federal investigation. This is a New York Times article. Reuters, Flynn previously had 18 undisclosed Russian contacts. And McClatchy, Flynn executed Turkish policy goal as an unregistered agent. They were accusing him of violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FAR violation. All right, this all happened the next day after they were talking about Mueller being appointed and going after Flynn. And the next day, the 19th, check this out. In a video, Turkish president watches bodyguards attack DC protesters. In Washington, D.C., a newly published video shows Turkish President Erdogan looking on as members of his security detail assaulted a group of peaceful protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's residence. This was 2 days after they had this chat where they literally talked about, we can have S draw up a memo on Turkey with Erdogan thugs beating protesters in the streets. This was on the 17th, and this story is on the 19th. So this whole conversation here, these people are setting these things up. They know ahead of time what's going on, including the fact that Rosenstein was compromised and Rosenstein was going to appoint a special counsel the next day. All right, Q's next drop contains a repost of a message from October 7th, all right, so that was 5 days ago, where Q said, do you remember when the media had wall-to-wall live-in fear coverage regarding North Korea? Do you remember when Hawaii accidentally sounded the incoming missile alarm? What happened? North Korea no longer a nuclear threat? Mountain collapse? Is China seeking a commitment from North Korea to fire a short or long-range missile, ballistic missile, before the election? Okay, and then there's a link here to an article. Stage being set. Q. Now this is on the 11th at 4:22 my time. Local Phoenix time. Okay, the article is about North Korea doing this parade and rolling out this massive missile, actually a bunch of them. They're all on these carriers, right? North Korea unveils monster new intercontinental ballistic missile at a parade. Okay. So Q was suggesting about 5 days ago that there was going to be the possibility of China trying to get a missile launched to embarrass President Trump, start a war possibly, or some military action to screw up President Trump's chances of getting reelected. Q's next post: sometimes public awareness of certain events prevents occurrence. Sometimes public awareness of certain events forces accountability. Q. So you remember back in June when Q was posting about the possibility that leftist thugs were going to try to overrun the White House and overpower the Secret Service and take President Trump, physically remove him from the office. Well, the exposure of that seems to have prevented it from happening. And we've seen this happen a couple of times. Q has talked about the possibility of members of the military trying to pull a coup against the president as we go toward the election. Well, a lot of those discussions have kind of gone away because Q exposed those plans. Sometimes when Q exposes plans and they're made public, you can't really pull that plan off if the public knows about it. They're going to realize that who's behind it. So I think that the threat of a missile strike by North Korea has just been averted because Q pointed it out. Next post by Q, this is again last night, Q reminded us that if our accounts on social media are suspended, we need to create new ones and not abandon the battlefields, which are YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And at this point, I don't know if I'm going to create another Facebook page right away. My Facebook page, it hasn't been suspended. I took it down because as soon as Facebook announced that they were taking down Facebook pages related to Q, I had a bunch of Q articles and videos on there. I figured they were going to take it down. It's very difficult for me to operate on Facebook right now. I'm doing my best to stay alive on Twitter and not get suspended, being careful about what I tweet. But this is a good reminder from Q, and it's good to review it for those of you who maybe didn't see it the first time around. You have been selected to help serve our country. And this is a repost from a message on June 24th. Okay. Never retreat from the battlefield. The battlefield is Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit. That's where the information warfare is taking place. Use other platforms as a bridge of centralized command and control. Organize and connect, bridge through linking. So platforms like CloudHub and Parler and Gab are places where we communicate safely and securely away from platforms that are controlled, where they're actually reading our messages. And we bridge through linking. What I've noticed General Flynn doing a lot is General Flynn will post a message on Parler and then he'll take the link from Parler and post it on Twitter. He's linking from his safe domain to the battlefield domain. And I've been trying to do the same thing. The reason why I do broadcasts on CloudHub is I know my broadcasts aren't going to be shut down. I can then take my broadcasts on CloudHub and I can put them on Twitter. I can put them out on YouTube if they're safe for YouTube, and I can put them out on Gab and other platforms, right? That's what Q is illustrating here. Source memes and material from the battlefield and or garage. So pick up memes wherever you can, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook, or make them yourself, garage. Highlight and share, take and drop, right? So you don't own the memes. Don't get angry if somebody shares your meme and doesn't give you credit for it. I put out memes all the time. I don't remember which ones I made and which ones somebody else made, and I don't care. It's not about getting credit for your memes. It's about getting the messages out there, and it's not about taking credit. It's not about one person. The other strategy that we need to do, and I'm really glad to see people doing this on Twitter, specifically. Dispute, reject, propaganda push through posting of research and facts. A really good way to get your account suspended on Twitter is to attack people like Alyssa Milano or Jennifer Rubin. Really good way to get your account suspended, and it doesn't do any good to attack these people. They're put out there as trolls just to get your account suspended. And just mute those people. Don't even interact with them. Just block them. What we should be doing is going on the tweets by CBS News and AP and CNN and Fox and Washington Post and New York Times. We need to go on their tweets and we need to present facts, push back against their narrative. That's what I do. Sometimes I'll tweet on their tweet and present information. Other times I will quote tweet them and I'll present the information. It just depends on how I want the effect of that tweet to work. So if you post something on the tweet, people who are reading the tweet are likely to see it. If you quote tweet them and tweet it on your timeline, people that are following you are going to see it. And I've noticed that we're getting much better at doing this. It's rare now to see a mainstream media tweet that doesn't have several hundred responses from anons and patriots who are pushing back against the narrative. And that's what Q wants us to do. All right, mission two, support role of other digital soldiers. One falls, another stands, rises. Mission three, guide, awaken others through the use of facts, declassified material, and other relevant facts. So if you have information from the CDC that disputes what the mainstream media is saying, put it out there. If you have information from New England Journal of Medicine or Lancet or whatever on coronavirus, put it out there and dispute what the mainstream media is saying. It's not hard because they're cherry-picking facts. And a lot of what they're saying is not hard to dispute if you do your research. Use memes, decouple MSDNC control of information stream. Ask counter questions to initiate thought versus repeating, echoing the MSDNC propaganda. So that's why Q asks questions. That's why I ask questions. I go on Twitter and sometimes I just put out a bunch of questions in a quote tweet or tweeting under somebody else's post. Just asking questions and trying to get people to think about what's really happening here. Mission four, learn the use of camouflage digitally. If your primary account is suspended or terminated, use a secondary one. Now this is tricky because Twitter is specifically suspending accounts that are trying to evade suspension bans. So if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have to use a VPN and or another device and another email and another phone number, right? It's not easy to do. There's a little bit of, it's a little bit involved in doing that. But that is what Q wants us to do. Q is not giving us an easy excuse to just jump off Twitter and not be involved or not be on YouTube or not be on Facebook. Use camouflage. And specifically in a later post, Q said, drop all references to Q and QAnon, right? So when I do my posts on Twitter, I try not to specifically reference Q. All you need to do is present the information. People don't need to know where the information comes from. Q wants us to present the information, and we don't have to say that, put the Q hashtags and stuff in there. It doesn't really matter. And you're going to have less of a chance of getting suspended if you don't mention Q. Mission five, identify strengths and weaknesses, your own, and the platforms. Personal and designated targets, Twitter and Facebook. They can't read memes, for one, so the use of memes is helpful. So think about ways to defeat their algorithms. If you just post images, they don't have any data to put into their algorithms to suspend you or to downrank your posts. Game theory, information warfare, welcome to the digital battlefield. Together we win. Together. There is no I in team. All right, in other news, a Denver area hat maker and Trump supporter Lee Keltner was killed in a shooting in Denver on Saturday.
as two opposing groups held protests. One was pro-Trump, one was anti-Trump. And the suspect, Matthew Dolloff, was working as a private security guard hired by a Denver news outlet. And the interesting thing about that is they're saying that the city officials don't believe he's actually had a license to work as an armed private security guard. There's a lot of speculation about who this guy was, whether he was a member of Antifa or whether he wasn't. Did he have a license? Did he not have a license? I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. A lot of controversy. There's very few hard facts known about this, so I'm just reporting it and I'm going to leave it at that. This is from Axios, a little scoop. President Trump is hoping to sign a nuclear arms agreement with Vladimir Putin and Russia before the election. There are low-level talks going on right now, and if the low-level talks are successful, that will progress to higher-level talks and then higher-level talks. And we've got about 3 weeks before the election, and it would be very, very good for President Trump and everybody if we could get a new nuclear arms agreement signed before the election. So that's something to pray into. There's a new filing by the Department of Justice in Michael Flynn's case. The DOJ has moved to ask Judge Sullivan to dismiss the case rather than ruling on Sidney Powell's motion to have Judge Sullivan recuse himself. So that's the filing came out this morning. President Trump is going to be in Florida. I think he's there right now, actually. Might want to check out the rally tonight. Should be good. We'll have it on, and I'll tweet it out. I'll put out the broadcast on Periscope. All right, Amy Coney Barrett is going through the first day of her confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice. I did not tune into that. Denise and I have been working on the Great Awakening book, just trying to get all the last-minute editing done. I don't know if there's a whole lot to worry about there. She's going to be confirmed. There's nothing that Democrats can do to stop that confirmation. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. So the media and the politicians will have a lot of hysterical tweets and arguments about why she shouldn't be in, but she will be confirmed probably before the election. Alrighty, well, that gets us caught up to the news and Q for today. Thank you for joining me. I am here Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, live on Clout Hub Channel 115, doing the news when it's news and getting you caught up on Q information. Thanks for joining me. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer, and I will catch you on the next broadcast.